The Blue Jays fall in four sets to St. Mary's, and we preview what's coming up this weekend with high school and college football. I'm Jared Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. Jamestown fell behind 2-0 on Thursday night and was unable to mount the comeback as the Jays lost to Bismarck St. Mary's in four sets, losing set one 28-26, dropping set two 25-20, picking up a third set victory 25-21 before losing set four 25-21. It was a back-and-forth first set that saw Jamestown arrive at set point on two separate occasions before the Saints rallied from behind to take set one 28-26 in overtime. Jamestown unable to come back from that point. They were led offensively by junior Bernadette Newman, who posted a career-high 17 kills in the four-set loss. Haley Hawkinson and Hunter Peterson each finished the night with 8 kills, and Katie Falk added 7 more for the Blue Jays. In the middle, Andy Nabwe had 3 blocks and 5 kills, and Katie Trumbauer as well as Aspen Peterson both picked up 2 service aces on the evening. The Blue Jays are now 12-4 on the season with a 6-3 WDA record, good for third place in the conference standings currently. Jamestown will host 2 matches next week on Tuesday and Thursday as Turtle Mountain and Minot both come to Jerry Meyer Arena. First serve is scheduled for 7 p.m. for both matches. Going on tonight in high school football, it's rivalry week as Jamestown takes on Valley City at Ernie Gates Field tonight at 7 p.m. The Blue Jays 4-1 on the year. Valley City with a 1-4 overall record. Homecoming, the 2021 Jamestown High School Athletic Hall of Fame class will be inducted as well. And then tomorrow, Valley City State takes on Mayville State at 1:30, and the University of Jamestown is on the road at Doan for college football for a 1 p.m. kickoff. You can stay up to date with everything happening in local sports over at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jared Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.